Bedtime Stories for Stressed Out Adults. 20 Relaxing and Meditation-Based Stories for Better Deep Sleep, 2 Books in 1, A Self-Healing Journey to Reduce Anxiety, Relieve Stress, Overcome Insomnia, and Help Fall Asleep Quickly. Written by Aria Ashley, narrated by Aria Ashley and Eli Holmes. Opening Bonus Story. Narrated by Aria Ashley. Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Can you even see when you are sleepwalking? I am trying to remember, officer, but it is difficult. My eyes can see when I sleepwalk, but I am not really very aware of what is around me. My mind generates images that my eyes don't actually see. I once fell down the stairs in my sleep, picked myself up, and headed back to bed. When I awoke, I was quite surprised by the blood on my pillow. My mother wasn't, though. She had heard me fall, got up, and apparently she guided me back to bed and washed the first flow of blood from my head. That is what she told me anyway, and I had no reason to not believe her. I must have been able to see. Otherwise, I would not have been able to get back up the stairs without falling again. What do you recall then from your walk in the woods last night? Anything come to mind? I do recall dreaming about running in a race in the track in my old high school. I often dream about that as I was on the track team. Anything other than just that, sir? Well, as I told the other officer on the phone this morning, when I heard the news about the little girl that went missing, I do have a picture in my mind of seeing a little girl with very long hair that was a bright red. She looked kind of like a slightly younger version of Anne of Green Gables. I told the other officer that I was not completely sure that was what I saw. My wife and I had recently been on vacation on Prince Edward Island and visited the home of the author of the book, Lucy Maud Montgomery. Now, did you see anyone else standing close to her? Well, officer, this might sound strange, but I think that I saw something that looked a lot like a bear. There are no bears in these woods, sir. You are a visitor here, I understand, staying at one of the hotels on Main Street. I'm sure that's true, officer. But now that I am putting more thought into that sleepwalking vision, I believe that what I might have been looking at was a fairly big man with a thick brown coat on. Now we are getting somewhere. I will call the little girl's mother to see if she knows such a man. The police officer calls. Ma'am, this is Officer Jenkins. I have been talking with a man who thinks that he saw your daughter last night and called us when he heard the report on the radio. Now this is going to sound like a very strange question, but I want to know whether you know a big man with a brown coat. There is a brief silence as the woman contemplates the question. Well, I used to know a big man, my ex-husband. I don't know about the brown coat, though. I never saw him wear one, but we have been separated for 2 years now. Do you know where he lives now, ma'am? I am afraid that I do not know that. We haven't communicated with each other in months. And he was never one to do much in the way of providing information. Okay, ma'am, we'll see what we can find out about him. If you can think of anything else, just give us a call. Back to the sleepwalker. Once his conversation with the police officer was finished, the sleepwalker headed back to his hotel room. He was anxious to tell his wife about how his sighting of the little girl has proceeded. He knew that she would want to know everything. He was also searching through his mind for a reasonably accurate picture of the man who looked like a bear when he first envisioned him. He had no luck in that regard, but he would keep on trying. He and his wife had dinner, the table talk being all about his sleepwalking adventure, his conversation with the police officer, and his still failing attempts to conjure up a clearer image of the man who was a bear. His wife asked some good questions, but he still was a few answers short of being definite. That night he hoped that he would do no more sleepwalking, but there was a restlessness in him that sometimes would be followed by his late-night wandering. Sure enough, not long before midnight, still dressed in his dark blue
Sample complete. Ready to continue?